B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Look at who we got sitting in with us right now.
Quarterbacks will be scared. Quarterbacks will be scared.
Yeah, that's right. The two defensive stalwarts to my immediate left. The great Hugh Douglas is here. And Hollis Thomas. Yeah. Look at this.
Go.
Good day. Look at these guys.
What's going on?
Well, you guys look good.
Well, thank you. I feel like I look good.
You do look good. Look at that. You got that salt.
It don't grow up at the top all that much. So I put it right here.
But you did get that stuff.
Bro. I got the. I wasn't gonna tell him that just now. I'm gonna ease into that a little bit. Yeah, I had the hair replacement thing.
Oh, you did.
That hurt, dog.
Are we not in a circle of trust?
No.
Okay.
No. They need to know all that.
No, I knew it.
They know now.
You posted it on social media.
I know.
I'm busy.
It does look good.
No, I got a hairline, man, but you know what? It hurt. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, anybody want to get the hair replacement? What's it called? The Shayla's FUE?
What do they do? Stick needles in?
Oh, yeah, man. It, like, 1,000 of them. Ooh. It hurts. So you're a blessed man to have all your hair, man, because, like, to get back in the hair game... It was brutal.
I tell you what, it bounces. You got a good balance going now.
Yeah. So that's why I did it. Yeah. Because, you know, I had to go back and do the top, but I was like, no, we good.
In the immortal words of Tank the Singer, it ain't worth it.
It ain't.
All right. So, first of all, tell us what you guys are all doing right now.
Well, we're here for Brian Dawkins, man. Uh-huh. You know, like, listen, Doc called me a couple months ago and he said, hey, man, I'm putting together a golf tournament. I want you to come. And I said, say no more. I can't play golf, but. Just being here, it means the world. Because Doc is family. I mean, you know that. You know what he means to the city of Philadelphia. I can't tell you what he means to me personally as a teammate, as a friend, as a brother. So it was one of those things, man. It was a no-brainer.
Klaus. Classmate.
You're not playing.
I'm not playing, but he's a classmate. 96 uh-huh. class, 96 uh-huh. draft class. My buddy. We talk a lot, and he told me what he was building, and he was building to this point, and I told him I would be there anytime. I'm still in the city, as you know. I do my thing around town. I'm with the Eagles, autism and stuff, and the whole shebang. And, you know, I'm just chilling and with big and better things to come.
Where are you? You in Charlotte?
No, I live in Atlanta.
I do radio
in Atlanta, so, okay. Yeah. I came up, you know. To do this, you know, been working from the studios up here and just, you know, just came to hang out, man.
So what kind of radio guy? I know you came to see me. What kind of radio guy? What's your style down there?
You know, I'm not Philly style. Uh-huh. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
What's that mean?
Bum is not in my repertoire of words that I use. Stink is not a word that comes to mind. I try to be fair and balanced.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I tell people this all the time. I'm like the uncle at the barbecue that's going to tell you that your girlfriend's not that cute.
Now, I follow
now, whether
you.
Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not, I mean, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm the uncle at the barbecue that's going to tell you that your girlfriend's not cute. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything, you know, especially when it comes to sports, because I feel like this. No matter what sport that you play, I play professional football, so I understand that on a professional level, what it, you know, it's certain things, you know, they just transfer over, like basketball, hockey, whatever. There's certain things and aspects of the game that just translates throughout. So I'm just the guy that's going to keep it 100.
All right, so you destroy people, but you don't use the word stink, is what you're saying.
No, I'm not Mikey Miss.
What?
Listen, that is not a diss, because listen, you have to know, I cut my teeth in Philadelphia on the radio. And when I got to Atlanta and was doing radio, a lot of people didn't like any of my takes. And they used to tell me all the time, go back to Philadelphia because we don't want that down here. And I'm like, listen, dude, if that's the worst you're going to say to me, I'm going to be okay. Because I cut my teeth in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. And I know what it is to work with radio greats and be around people that do great radio. So it wasn't that.
So Jen is from Georgia.
Okay.
Atlanta.
So,
yeah.
Atlanta.
So do you, when you do sports talk radio down there, I know college football is
Georgia Bulldog. Go Dog. Good.
Yeah. So like
SEC football all day.
So are you talking more about college football than you are pros in that town?
Yeah. Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the big talk of the last couple of months was, why didn't we draft Jordan Davis or N'Kobe Dean? I mean, that was the biggest talk. Why didn't we draft N'Kobe Dean? And why did we draft this? I think it was a linebacker from Wyoming or something like that. The linebacker from Wyoming.
No, Utah.
Utah.
Devin Lloyd.
No, it was the other kid. I think it was from Wyoming. But whatever. The point is this.
Chad Mummy, was it?
No, it wasn't him. But the point is this. they were upset because we didn't get into Kobe D. And I was trying to tell people that you have to understand, even though it's the NFL, you have different linebackers that fit different schemes. Now, the Kobe Dean, like talking about here in Philadelphia, he fits this scheme perfectly. Because you're talking about, look at the defensive tackles that he's playing behind. And the fact that he's going to be able to run sideline to sideline and just do his thing.
Boom.
I mean, that's what he's here to do, is just be disruptive and make plays. And those big guys up front are going to keep him off of him. The defense that we're building down there with DMPs in Atlanta is totally different. They're going for bigger linebackers, yeah, more size, because the defensive line is so.
So tell me the difference in the reaction football-wise, because and basketball-wise. Like, the Sixers just lost. People are still devastated.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the difference in Atlanta getting smoked down there in the playoffs or the Falcons losing out? Do people get as crazy as they do here?
No. No, okay. not even the same. Not even
wait a minute,
the same.
Wait a minute.
They're passionate, but not as.
Well,
it's,
hold on. Okay. I follow you on Twitter, and there's a few people that be all over you like Mike Tyson at the beauty pageant.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh yeah, but it's Twitter. You know, I'm petty. I do Twitter beef.
Some of
Twitter beef is what I do.
I know, but some of the beef
I want all the smoke.
Some of the beef you don't even ask for. It's like the dude from ATL. I remember.
Oh, he doesn't like me because
he doesn't like you at all.
He doesn't like me because I'm from Atlanta. I'm not from Atlanta.
And so I follow him, and then specifically I make sure that I get chimed in every time somebody.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I'm not from Atlanta, and they don't like my takes. I'm not, you know, they don't like my takes, but I mean. I'm pretty sure it's people here in Philadelphia don't like your takes. I mean, it's the job.
Very few.
Very humble.
When you brought up the defensive line, then what do you both think of Davis then in the first round pick as far as helping the Eagles defense? You guys know about, and Hollis, you know about playing that specific position.
Well, we got a chance to meet him and speak to him. Somebody turned into a fanboy.
I saw the picture you posted with him. He is big, though, because you're not a small man. He is big.
But you have to understand.
I know.
I got a chance to see him play every Saturday. Yeah. Like, and I know, like, as a matter of fact, I got a chance to see him and the Kobe Dean play every Saturday. Yeah. And this is the thing. Like, you know how it is, Mike. You have people that are called in and swearing down they've seen every game film about this. Uh-huh. Man, listen, you're lying. When you call in and say stuff like that, you're doing nothing but lying. You're watching highlights. You're watching highlight tapes. You're not watching real actual film. If you're watching film, you're watching wins and losses.
Right.
I saw this dude when they got beat by Alabama, and he was out there just out there. He quit, no question about it. And I remember tweeting my producer at the time, and I said, man, he quit. And he came back the week after that. He must have been listening to the show, because I said, listen, if you want to help yourself out, you got to come back and you have to play better. He said that he got on the treadmill, he started working out, he dropped a few pounds, and he looked totally different in that second game. That's why I said you got a guy that him and the Kobe Dean are like two peas in a pod. They're going to work off each other. And he knows that in order for the Kobe to be successful, he has to do his job up front. And the Kobe, man, he's a leader. He's a leader.
But they did okay for themselves.
Yeah, they did. Listen, I know Howie gets a lot of heat up here, but yeah. Howie, you got to give Howie some love on this one.
All right, what do they look like now to you overall? Because they just got Bradbury today. Yeah, they signed him.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, and you got the Jalen Hurts dynamic, all that stuff, what are you feeling about?
I had him at 11 wins.
You had him at 11 wins?
I got him at 11 wins. I had him at 11 wins.
Hollis? Before Bradbury or after?
No, before. This is before. This is before they even signed him. I had him at 11 wins.
I had with the addition of Bradbury, I feel like we could be a true top 10 defense. We was a top 10 defense, but we were not a true top 10 defense. Anytime you're a top 10 defense in the NFL, you don't give up the drives that we were giving up game in and game out. I know everybody got tired when we go down and we get a good offensive drive. You're thinking, go and get a three and out. Go and get a three or a six and out or something, and get the ball back to our offense, because we have a young offense to get them going. But we were not a true top 10 defense. We'd be out there sometimes 12 plays and let them score and get some momentum back, and then we got to put our offense back out there and get them back. I feel like with the addition of Bradberry, I feel like that added a win. He said 11. I'm gonna say like right at 12 because.
Well, you got both say 11 and 12. That means yeah. You must believe in the quarterback and what they're gonna do on offense. Well, also,
listen, this is a passing league, no question about that. But you also have to be able to run the ball. I mean, running the ball sets up everything else. As long as you're playing ahead of the chains, you're good to go. I think that they have enough of weapons around Jalen Hurts that this is a make or break year for him. No question about that. And I'm giving them props because they were in the playoffs last year. And that was one of the things they was missing. They went out and got a receiver. They got Devontae Smith coming into his second season.
Yep.
Dallas got it. They got some weapons on offense. And the fact that you have a quarterback that has some mobility. And another thing, man, this young man, Jalen Hurts, is driven. Like I said, got a chance to see him. I was there when Tua Tagovailoa got the job, and he got pulled. And all the rumors were that he was about to leave after that. He stuck it out, and he stayed. He got a second chance. He got another bite at the apple, and he made good on it. This dude, man, works hard. And now I know, you know, everybody say, oh, working hard is one thing, but, you know, being able to actually play is something totally different. I think he can play. I think he's going to be okay.
All right, last question for both of you. What was it actually like to play defense here with the Philadelphia Eagles in this town, which is, you know, a defensive-oriented town, obviously?
Oh, man, it was – I mean, I can't speak for Hollis, but it was lovely, man.
It was tremendous.
I ain't played – tremendous. I've been here, what, 5 days? I ain't paid for a meal yet. I mean, it's love.
If you put it this way, for all those chumps out there who talk about the fans when they
– You need to be somewhere practicing.
You still have some of that Jacksonville money?
No, I got
you. I got that Jacksonville. Dude, you still got that in a nice little.
Dude, I got two ex-wives. What you
talking about? Grandma. You got half of a half. You said he got half of a half. He got half of a half. I ain't talking about, man.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, you get that Jacksonville money. That was good money.
Hey.
All right, so listen, Cabber, zero in. Now, he's got the polo. That's nice. The polo's nice. Look at Hollis Thomas. He's rocking his sad butt.
Psycho buddy, Hollis. You gotta tell him something about style. No, that's not cheap. No, I know. Hollis ain't never been married either, though. So who's the smart one? All right, guys, that's a pleasure. We had some live blast. You, thanks for good seeing you, man. Play out there, Hollis. Thanks for coming up. No problem. You, Douglas, and Hollis Thomas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.